an audio drama from 2E Productions. The Chant, Episode 3, The Interview.
Okay, team. I hope everyone knows the plan. We will be shortly raiding the Angels of Paragon Temple and bringing in their leader, Victor Stone. Detectives Jones and Mills will serve the warrant to Victor Stone. Officer Jack Moss will be assisting and leading the SWAT team. Detective Jones, anything that you want to add?
Just to highlight that all the members of this cult are completely under the control of Victor Stone. On our previous visit to the temple, the Angels of Paragon members were threatening to attack us once we started to pressure their leader. As we are going to be trying to bring Victor Stone into the station today, we have to expect the worst from the cult members.
Officer Moss, anything else to add from the SWAT team?
The SWAT team are ready for all eventualities. Everyone will have full riot gear, and as there are a large group of people at this temple, we will have a large supply of non-lethal suppressants, such as tear gas and tasers. However, as this cult is already responsible for multiple murders, if required, then we will also have the option for lethal retaliation.
Anything else you'd like to add, Detective Mills?
Just to highlight that the cult members have been completely brainwashed by Victor Stone and the Angels of Paragon cult. If we can break the links to the cult for them, then they should return to normal and not be a threat. So we should only use retaliation on these people as a last resort.
Okay, team, let's go. Take your places at the temple. We'll wait for Detectives Jones and Mills to take the lead and issue the warrant to Victor Stone. We'll then watch how the cult members respond to decide our next move. Let's get Stone in custody and bring this cult to an end.
We've just got the go-ahead from the SWAT team. They are waiting for us to make our move and will respond if required. Can you make out anything that is happening inside the temple, Mills?
The followers are still inside, but I can't see much else happening. They all still appear to be doing their chanting.
Any sign of Victor Stone?
No, I can't see him from here, but all reports that we got from our surveillance indicates that he has not left the building.
Okay, it's time. Let's enter the temple and see what happens. Get ready, team. We are about to enter the temple.
Understood. We are monitoring you and are ready to storm the building if required.
Let's go, Mills!
Look, there's Victor Stone over beside the altar.
Right. Let's try to bring him in. Get ready, team. We are about to approach Victor Stone. Victor Stone. Here is the warrant that I promised you. We are shutting this temple down and bringing you into custody.
And please make sure that everyone complies peacefully. We have a full SWAT team on standby, so we don't want any trouble.
Detectives, welcome back. I'm so glad that you have returned, and I've already informed my angels that you would return here.
It does not appear that way to me. Your angels look like they have no intention of leaving, and believe me, if they behave the same way as the last time, I'll get the SWAT team to come down heavily on them.
Calm down, Detective. Please allow me a moment to speak to my angels. I'll update them on what's happening, and then you can carry out your warrant.
Okay, go ahead. But I'm warning you, no funny business.
My flock of angels, please stop your meditation. As I discussed with you earlier, the time has come to leave our temple. Please start to leave the temple now peacefully, while I accompany these detectives to their station. And remember, as discussed, we will reconvene again shortly, once the timing is right. Leave now, And remember to keep practicing the preaching of the Angels of Paragon. As you can see, detectives, my flock of angels are now leaving, as you requested.
Good, but I did not like that speech about meeting again when the time is right. What was all that about?
I was merely letting my followers know that we will meet again as soon as possible to arrange another meditation session.
Make sure you keep it that way, or else. Okay, Mills, cuff him!
Surely there is no need for cuffs.
It's just procedure, Mr. Stone. Just let us put them on. It will make it easier for everyone.
Okay, I'll do it, just to show that I'm fully assisting your investigation.
Get ready, team. We are about to leave the temple with Stone in custody. His followers are already on the way out.
This way, Mr. Stone.
Team, take Stone directly back to HQ and straight to Interrogation Room 1. We'll follow you down.
This way, Mr. Stone. Into this car and mind your head getting in.
I don't know about you, Jones, but this all seems too good to be true. It just appeared to run a little too smoothly.
I agree, Mills. I don't trust Stone one bit. No way he came in this quietly, without having something up his sleeve. Let's head back to HQ and see what he has to say during interrogation.
Well done, detectives. The operation went off without a hitch.
Maybe a little too smoothly. I just don't trust him. Has he said anything yet?
Nothing yet. We are waiting for you to start the interrogation.
What about his followers from the temple? Do we know what happened to them?
It's a bit strange. They are all starting to assemble outside the station.
Are they causing any trouble out there?
We have riot control and SWAT on it at the moment, and they are keeping it in hand. However, with all the riots that we have in the city, the governor is pressing me hard for answers. So we need some answers from Stone on this. Also, bear in mind that while riot control can control these riots for now, our concern is that there may be more cult members on the way here, so we need to push Stone for answers.
Okay, Chief. We'll head in and see what we can get from him. Interview commencing at 10:17 a.m. Present are Detective Jones and Detective Mills, along with our suspect, Victor Stone. Mr. Stone, are you aware that your followers from the temple are currently rioting outside the station?
My angels are merely protesting outside at the gross misjustice that has been placed on them.
That's just crap, and you know it. Your followers have been placing this city under siege for the last few weeks.
But it appears to me that the Angels of Paragon have been continually persecuted by the authorities here. We just want a peaceful existence.
Are you sure? Then why are your followers currently riding outside the station? We have already tried asking them to leave peacefully, but they are refusing and creating such trouble that our riot squad has to intervene.
They are only concerned about their leader.
If they are only concerned about their leader, then why don't you tell them that everything is okay and that they can all disperse?
Because you have me locked up in here. If my followers don't get their messages from their leader, then they will grow concerned. Let me out, and I will ask them to return to the temple.
Let you out? Are you fucking serious? What we need from you is a way to stop all of this, and until you start helping us, you are not getting out of here.
Detective, you will need to charge me then. I know my rights, and you will soon have to let me out if you do not charge me. Enlighten me then. What charges are you pressing?
We have a long list. For example, aiding and abetting in multiple murders, rioting and inciting to riot, perverting the course of justice, and those are just for starters. We have enough to lock you away for a long time, so I would advise you to assist our investigation, to have any chance of leniency on these charges.
And yet, these charges are not presented to me. Believe me, detectives, I know that you have nothing on me, and there is nothing that you can do.
We're going to throw the book at you, Stone! You won't see daylight for a long time, once we are finished with you!
It's all hot air, Detective Jones. You are no closer to doing anything to me than when I first met you.
You just keep thinking that, and see what happens. Do you think the leader of a cult that is terrorizing the city is going to get away scot-free?
We will also note that you did everything you could to pervert the course of justice and provided no assistance in getting your followers to stop. You're going away for a long time.
Say whatever you want, detectives. It won't affect either me or my angels.
We will soon have a link between you, the app, and the cult, and...
Sorry to interrupt, detectives. I need to speak with you immediately.
Okay, Chief. Interview paused. What's happening, Chief?
Just have a look out this window and see what's happened.
What the hell? Where did these all come from?
We don't know. They just started appearing out of nowhere. They have started to try and swarm the station.
Do they all belong to the cult?
Yes, it appears that they all belong to the cult. They are also starting to get extremely violent. We don't know how long we can hold them out. Stand back! It's getting too dangerous here. Let me close this window. There's just too many of them. We are struggling to keep them at bay.
What about the riot squad? Can we not get them to stop this?
We already have the riot squad out. But there is just too many of them. We are getting overrun. And now, I've got the governor screaming down the phone at me. He is about to declare martial law.
Martial law? This is really getting out of hand.
I know. Once the army gets here, we will have a bloodbath on our hands.
Is there anything that we can do to stop this? What about the app? Can we block it?
Our tech team had the app blocked, but then about 10 minutes later, we found that the app servers were redeployed in a new Middle Eastern country, so they are spinning up new ones as fast as we close them.
Can we not just block everything?
We are working on it. Martial law will be declared shortly, and then we are going to block the entire internet.
Will that block the people that are already brainwashed?
We don't know. We can only hope it will have some impact.
That's it. I'm heading back to the interview room, and I will beat the fucking answers out of Victor Stone.
Wait, Jones. There's been a change of plans.
What change?
I understand that you have already met Father Alfredo Galano.
You mean the crackpot priest?
Yes. Well, it appears that he has friends in high places. Very high places.
What you mean?
On my call with the governor, he said that we have orders from the very top. We have to give Father Alfredo Galano any assistance that he requires.
What? All he spoke about was some crap about fallen angels.
I don't care. These orders are from the very top, so you better follow them. I don't want to have the governor screaming in my ear again.
Okay, so what do we do now?
The priest is down in interview room 2. Go down there and see what he wants.
Okay, on the way. Father Alfredo Galano, I understand that you want to speak with us.
Yes, and I apologize for going over your heads on this, but we need to take urgent action as the cult has already gotten too powerful.
We're here to provide any help you need on this, as it appears that you have some very powerful friends.
Thanks, detectives. Not many people know this, but I have already helped many of your presidents to battle this cult.
I don't get it. If that was the case, then why have we heard nothing of this cult until now?
Because there are some things that your government does not want you to know. But now, with the current situation, there is no way they can keep this quiet.
If that's the case, then why don't you tackle the cult using the same methods that you used previously? Why are you involving us this time?
Because this time they are now using that app to recruit everyone. They never had this large a presence before. They are starting to get too powerful.
Okay, so we've now got Victor Stone in custody at the moment. What you want us to do with him?
As I've already told you, he is just a vessel controlled by Moloch. Moloch needs to be stopped at all costs.
What's the story with Moloch? Is he some sort of angel?
He is a fallen angel, or a demon if you prefer. At the moment, he cannot form a physical presence on Earth. That is why he has possessed Victor Stone. Our fear is that if this cult takes control, then he may be able to form a physical presence here. If that happens, then it is all over for us.
And what about Victor Stone? How does this possession work? How does it affect him?
Unfortunately, he is as good as dead. Once Moloch takes your soul, then there is no hope for you. However, the only option we have to eliminate Moloch is to eliminate Victor Stone.
What? You want us to kill Victor Stone?
Unfortunately, this time they have too many followers. We have no other options. Our only option to kill this snake is to remove its head.
So, what's stopping me from walking over to the other interview room and ripping the head from Victor Stone?
It's not that simple. Now that Stone is possessed with Moloch, the only way that we can finish him is by using a divine weapon.
So, you're saying that the only way that Victor Stone can be killed is by using some sort of divine weapon?
Yes, and I can see by the looks on your faces that you're finding all of this hard to believe. So, what about this? At the moment, you have Victor Stone in custody. I assume that you have already threatened him?
Do you think that I look like someone that has not threatened that fucking creep? I can't wait to wipe that smirk from his face.
And I also bet that he is completely oblivious to all of your threats.
So far, he's resisted, but I just need some time alone with him. Then I'll sort him out.
Believe me, the last thing that you need is to be alone with Moloch, and that's also the reason that he does not fear you. He knows that you cannot harm him.
What do you mean that we cannot harm him? He is just flesh and blood, just like the rest of us?
You just need to believe me. Many have tried to kill Moloch before, and all have failed. This is why that we need to use a divine weapon on him.
So, what is this divine weapon?
It's the Sword of St. Peter. It was previously in Poland, but we've arranged to get it shipped here by one of my colleagues. Once we have this in our possession, then we can start to deal with Moloch.
And exactly what do you want us to do with this sword? Do you want me to skewer him with it?
I'll explain all later, but right now, we need to let Moloch know that we have the divine weapon. It should make him think twice about any plans that he has. We need to buy some time before we can confront him properly.
Okay, we can do that. Come on, Mills. Let's go and drop this on Victor Stone's plate. Interview recommencing with Detective Jones, Detective Mills, and Victor Stone in attendance.
Welcome back, detectives. I hope that you got the opportunity to meet with my angels. It appears that they have followed me here and are concerned about my welfare.
You are correct, Stone. They should be concerned about your welfare.
I don't think so, detectives, but I do know that my angels are going to make big changes here soon.
I beg to differ, Mr. Stone. Do you know that we just had a very interesting conversation with Father Alfredo Galano? Does that name mean anything to you?
I do know him, and all that he does is spread lies about me and my angels. But the angels of Paragon will not let that priest stand in our way. In fact, the angels of Paragon are here to stay, and there is nothing that you can do about it.
What about the name Moloch? Does that mean anything to you?
I can see that you have been talking to that priest. Well, I do know Moloch. In fact, we are very, very, very close to each other, and I know that you will soon be hearing a lot more about Moloch.
And I know that Moloch will finish up in a cell, just like the one you are in now.
Don't flatter yourselves, detectives. You are powerless against Moloch and the angels of Paragon. There is nothing you can do to stop the march of my angels.
You think so? Then what about the Sword of St. Peter? Do you think we are so powerless when we have that in our possession? Cat, cut your tongue, Stone. You seem to have gone very quiet since we mentioned the sword.
All you have to do, Mr. Stone, is to cooperate with us, and we can work all of this out.
Otherwise, the only other option is to start slicing you with the sword of St. Peter. I'd enjoy that. Got anything, Stone? I thought I heard you say something. I don't see you smirking, Stone. Let me tell you this. You will cooperate with us if you know what's good. What the? Mills, is that your phone?
Yes, but it's on airplane mode. I don't understand.
Turn it off now.
Oh my God. It's the Angel of Paragon app. I don't know how it's working, but it's just given me access.
Be careful, Mills.
We may never get this chance again. I'll just have a quick look.
What the? Are you okay, Mills? Mills, snap out of it!
Detective Mills, welcome to the Angels of Paragon.
What the hell have you done?
I've just gained a valuable new recruit, Detective Jones.
Snap her out of this now! I'm warning you!
Detective Mills!
Yes, leader.
Welcome to the Angels of Paragon. I have a task for you.
Yes, leader.
Take out your gun and shoot Detective Jones.
Yes, leader.
What the? Mills! Sit down! I'm warning you! Mills! Put your gun down! Don't do this! Help! Get in here now! Help!
Stop! What's happening here?
Mills is brainwashed! She's trying to kill me!
Have you got her restrained?
Okay. I've just got the handcuffs on her.
What the hell happened here?
She's been brainwashed by that app! She then started chanting, and Stone ordered her to kill me!
Mills! What the hell have you done?
She's brainwashed. Chief, she won't respond.
Stone, I don't know what you've done to Mills, but snap her out of it now!
Chief Fisher, Mills has now joined the Angels of Paragon. She will only respond to her true leader, which is me.
Last warning, Stone. Take Mills out of whatever trance you have her in. This is your last chance.
Your threats mean nothing to me, Chief Fisher. Mills is just another angel.
Jones, hand me Mills' gun.
Okay, Chief. Here's her gun.
Stone, snap Mills out of it, or else I will shoot.
Idle threats, Chief. I know you won't shoot me.
That's where you're wrong, Stone. Martial law has just been declared. I now have the power to shoot you for obstructing the course of justice.
You won't shoot. You are powerless against the Angels of Paragon.
Believe me, I won't hesitate to shoot you. This is your last fucking chance.
I know you won't shoot. I also know that you will stop pointing that gun in my direction.
What are you doing, Chief? Keep that gun pointed at Stone. Chief, don't point the gun at your head. Chief, stop! No! Help! He shot himself!
Goodbye, Chief Fisher.
Audio drama by 2E Productions, The Chant, written, produced, and directed by 2E Productions. AI voices provided by 11 Labs. Sound and music effects by 11 Labs and Pixabay.